When Philip Sample PF, the visa is included, this date is 09-17-2022, dictation is for Mr. Jeremias Camil. Camil spells C-A-N-I-L, Jeremiah spells J-E-R-E-M-I-A-S. Date of birth is 1-20-1984. He's a 38-year-old gentleman here with left knee pain, period. Patients say that he has a long history of arthritis, gout in his left knee. Said pain is not quite like his usual gout attack, but more like his arthritis. He states that he got an injection in his knee in 2021, which works well, and would like to have an injection again. He rated pain approximately 6/10. Increase with range of motion. Said pain is located on the lateral surface of his left knee, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2, SAT is 98% of the room air, blood pressure 115/74, pulse 61, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, left knee, no erythema, no effusion, knee is not hot to touch, yes, full range of motion with mild discomfort, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray, neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, laceration, macrosa papules. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3. Cranial nerves to return is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is left knee pain, acute and chronic. Assessment number 2 is left knee degenerative joint disease, period. Next paragraph. Procedure, trigger point, semicolon. Next line. Procedure was explained to patient, a trigger point injection. He says he understands because he has had it before. We talk about the complications, and patient gives verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next paragraph. Next line. Site was cleaned with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol. Next line. Area of maximum pain was identified by patient by pointing to the spot that hurts the most. These areas were marked with a skin marker and again prepped with betadine and alcohol. Next line. The solumeterol 80 milligrams and lidocaine 3 mils were mixed in a syringe and then injected at the site of maximum pain. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, he reports improvement after injection. The site was then covered with Band-Aid. Next line, there were no complications, no excessive bleeding. Next line, patient was reassured. He was advised that he should not visit any other clinic to have this procedure done, unless it's after 3 months. He says he understands and states that he only comes to this clinic, period. Next paragraph. Patient was discharged with Indocin. He was advised to take, if he has breakthrough pain, take one twice daily. Next paragraph. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.